This is CBS Eye on the World. Behind the Black, Bob Zimmerman is here for the update on sunspots. Where are we, Bob?
Yes, I do this, John. I do this every month. We're looking at the sun's ramp up to solar maximum, and then it's ramped down to solar minimum. This is connected to climate. It might actually be the reason we have not had global warming in the last few years. The sun hasn't been very active. It also is an indication of the uncertainty of science, because once again, in the past month, the sun did not do what the scientists have been predicting, and it continues to flummox them. They haven't gotten any prediction right in the last two solar cycles. The sun has now appearing to increase its activity, even though they say we were heading towards a ramp down to minimum. I really don't know what's going to happen. Neither do they. And that, I think, is the important thing to recognize, that scientists are not gods. And when they make a prediction, you should take it with a great deal of grain of salt.
Hubble, you've written a biography of Hubble. What are they up to?
I posted some behind the web, behind the black. Hubble has made new observations of Comet 3I Atlas. This is the interstellar comet that is zipping through the solar system this year, and it'll be out by the end of the year.
What's an interstellar comet?
Yes, so this is an object that is not formed in the solar system. It's from outside the solar system. It's moving too fast to have come from the solar system. And so they're zipping through. It's the third one we've identified in the last few years. This one is a comet, though, because it's behaving just like a comet. And these new Hubble observations confirm this. It has a tail. It has a dust tail. And it's acting in the same way. The observations have refined its size. It has a nucleus that is about 3.5 miles across. But it could be as small as 1,000 feet across. It's essentially a comet, even though it is interstellar. And the picture proves that. It looks like a comet. It's not very bright. You can't see it with the naked eye. But nonetheless, that's what it is.
How big, Bob, could it be? How big?
It could be as much as 3.5 miles across. But it could also be as small as 1,000 feet.
Boy, that's a killer.
The nucleus.
That's a killer. Glad to see
it. It's not going to come anywhere close to anything, John.
Good. Okay. A black hole is going to stay where it's not coming our way.
Yeah, this is one of those uncertainty of science things, too. Using a variety of tools, including microlensing, which carries a lot of uncertainties, astronomers claim they've discovered the biggest supermassive black hole in the center of a galaxy that has yet been found. It is thought to be 36 billion solar masses. That's take 36 billion suns, put them together, and you've got a black hole. This would be the biggest found. It's actually the upper limit of theory that they could be this big. But, of course, there's also a lot of uncertainty. We're not sure if this is really what it is, but that's what they think they found.
We've found a planet, gas giant, at Alpha Centauri. Remind Alpha Centauri. Where is that?
Alpha Centauri is a triple star system that's the closest to our sun. It's only about 4 light years away. It is the closest star to us. They have found some planets around the smallest star of this triple binary, Proxima Centauri, but they now think, using Webb, that they have found a gas giant exoplanet orbiting the central star of this triple system, Alpha Centauri A. And it would be about the size of Saturn, and it would be maybe in the habitable zone. Of course, it's a gas giant, so it's not likely. It also needs to get confirmed, John. There's uncertainty involved, but it is still, nonetheless, it's nearby, which is important.
Boy, wouldn't the mechanics of that be great? A triple star system with a gas giant orbiting just the central, the gravity must be going crazy every time there's a...
Yes. Plus, there's other planets orbiting the smallest star, so it's a complex system.
Strange rocks on Mars. From where? Earth?
No, these are two rocks that are observed by Perseverance and Curiosity at two different places. I just posted them because they're weird looking, and we really don't understand anything we're looking at, but it's good to look at on Behind the Black.
And you have main belt asteroid photographs.
This is just a case of demonstrating that the probe going to the binary Didymos and Dimorphos Terra European probe, it's working properly. It took pictures of asteroids.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.